my, how things have changed.
In the impact segment tonight, Prime Minister Maliki addressed the House and Senate. Today he's the Prime Minister of Iraq, I should have mentioned that, thanking the USA for its efforts in his country. But there were some catcalls.
The chair notes a disturbance in the gallery. The sergeant-at-arms will secure order by removing those engaging in disruption.
Joining us now from Washington, reaction to all this, Fox News correspondent Major Garrett. First of all, that was Code Pink, right? The crazy group that disrupted the...
One protester, Bill, one only, caught on camera, escorted out, a minor deal.
Going to be charged?
Yes, with disturbing Congress.
Okay.
Disrupting Congress.
That's a pretty serious charge, because that's a capital offense.
Capital offense.
Local D.C. police, right?
That's Capitol Police. It'll be dealt with quickly and largely forgotten.
Yeah. Okay. Can we send her to Guantanamo? Is that possible?
I guess not. I'll leave that up to you, Bill.
All right. Well, it's up to me. She's on. Come on, Major. You don't give her that. Don't give her the factor tribunal. She'll be swimming with the fishes.
Just kidding, of course. Let's kill them. Well, that was a couple years ago, Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, back when protesting, you know, was an American hating thing to do. Now it's great. Of course, Bill O'Reilly isn't threatening to throw any of those teabaggers into Gitmo for some reason. Those guys are heroes. Well, speaking of heroes, as far as I'm concerned, we're joined by Jody Evans, co-founder of Code Pink. She is, Jody, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi.
How are you? Now, you're in the front of the Performing Arts Center at UNLV tonight.
I am sitting here right now. We're waiting for the Howard Dean Karl Rove debate to begin.
Oh, yes. And will you be arresting Howard Dean tonight?
Oh, no. I will hopefully be attempting yet again to get my handcuffs on Karl Rove.
Okay, good. Good. Now, earlier this afternoon, you did this. We played before the break. Last time you tried to arrest him in Los Angeles out here last month. This afternoon as well at Barnes & Noble's, you and a group of folks from the Pink Tank tried to cuff him again, did you?
Yes, we did, and we will continue to do that until somebody decides to hold these criminals accountable. The funny thing is as soon as I finished doing that action, I got a call from Congressman Alan Grayson from Florida, and I told him what I had just done, and he, you know, was just horrified by the fact that we can't hold them accountable, and that, you know, if we don't hold these guys accountable, it will get repeated again, and not only that, it, you know, if they're not held accountable, then why does somebody else think they need to follow the law because nobody gets held accountable?
Yeah.
And I said, so why don't you call for him to be subpoenaed and come talk about his lies in Congress? And he said, well, Pelosi won't let me do it. She says she won't put anything out that has anything to do with accountability. And I said, isn't that horrible? And he said, yes, that's why we appreciate Code Pink for constantly saying the emperor has no clothes.
Yeah, and it's a brilliant strategy, by the way, because I got a story here I'm going to get to later in the show that the Democrats could lose as many as 50 seats in Congress by not calling for accountability. So when you went into Barnes & Noble today, and we do have the exclusive story over at bradblog.com, Jody Evans, what happened? Did you get close enough to get those cuffs on them, or what happened? Why didn't you get them?
Well, I got very close. I was ready to put the gun. I got close to the table. He looked up to grab the book from me and went, it's her, pulled his chair back, leaned, you know, put his body against the bookshelves, you know, with his arms back, and told the security to go after me. But so I actually got closer with the cuffs in Beverly Hills. But they were there. They were draped over the table, ready to be on his wrist. But he was back again. Yes, he runs away from Code Pink as fast as he can.
It's her. Did he really say it's her?
Yes.
Because he didn't have any security last time he was out in Beverly Hills. They had security there this time around, eh?
They had three security surrounding him. I mean, you had to go through security. They took your purse away. You know, they didn't let you near him with anything but the book, even though I had stuffed the cufflinks up my sleeve. And I put the arrest complaint inside his book. I pulled it out. I showed it to him. I showed it to security, but nobody cares that I have the legal right as a citizen to arrest him.
Now, can you? Yes, you actually can arrest him. This is not just a stunt. You actually can make a citizen's arrest, correct?
Oh, yes, I have with me, you know, and handed it to him, the arrest complaint. Where I, and in each state, you know, we have a different one, but I have it with the Nevada statute 171 that says I have the right, when a felony has been, in fact, committed, to arrest the person who was, you have the reasonable cause committed it. And then I list quite a few of the felonies that he violated, of his felonies. Mm-hmm. I don't list all of them.
Well, hey, Jody, I know you got to get into this event. I got to get to a break here. Are you able to stick around for 4 minutes until I can finish up with this break and come back to you? Because if you got to go, I understand.
Yeah, I'm here.
You can stick around? Okay, great. Stick around. And hey, if you're out there, if you're listening in Vegas, get out to the Performing Arts Center at UNLV. They could use some backup. Karl Rove may escape again. Don't let it happen. All right, hang on. Jody Evans of Code Pink. You can get more information on them at codepink.org. She's going to stick with us for another minute or two because I got another question I got to get in. You're listening to Brad Friedman on the Mike Malloy Show. Stick with us. We're back in a few. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Malloy for one more night. We're speaking right now with Jody Evans, who is out at UNLV at the Performing Arts Center, where Karl Rove is getting ready to speak with Howard Dean, and maybe he's about to be arrested again. Or at least we'll try to see if he gets arrested, as Jody Evans did of Code Pink did this afternoon. You can read the story at BradBlog.com. She joins us now again. Jody, I know you got just a few more minutes there, so I have two quick questions for you. Let's see. What has to happen to make this an official arrest? I know you've been following him in L.A., now in Vegas, today at Barnes & Noble's, and now tonight. What has to happen for this to really actually happen, Jody?
Well, we need a police officer courageous enough to stand up and do the right thing. And so far, that hasn't happened. I think also if enough people at an event that actually could, you know, stand up and say you should be arrested, and that the crowd would hold Grove and wait for the police and show the arrest complaint, it would be hard for an officer to say no.
So let me understand this. So you say, hey, Mr. Rove, you're under arrest for war crimes and for outing CIA agents and for all these other treasonous things, and then a police officer has to say, okay, well, you made the arrest, Jody, so I guess I have to handcuff him and haul him away? Is that how it works?
Yeah, the citizen's arrest, what you get to do is hold them until a police officer arrives and fulfills the arrest.
And so then the police officer actually writes down this arrest, actually books the guy. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Is there any honest police officers anywhere in Las Vegas who have the time to show up and help Code Pink have some accountability here for this guy who has gotten away with these crimes year after year after year that have resulted in the deaths of hundreds and thousands of not just Americans but citizens around the world? If you're listening, Las Vegas police, please help. All right, and here's my other question. Now some accountability for you, Jody Evans and Code Pink. Are you going after Obama and the Democrats with the same vim and vigor that you protested against Bush and the Republicans when they were in charge?
Well, Well, I think our vinegar matches the crime. So right now, I don't know this. I'm not aware that Obama has violated the law as horribly or caused as much damage as Roe. So I'm pointing in the direction of the place where real accountability lies for the devastation of the last 10 years, both with the stealing of elections, the lying to take us to war, the wasting of $3 trillion, the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, and the casualties of hundreds of thousands of U.S. Military. So for me right now, that is where my energy is. I have to say, however, I am handing out here at the Artemis Hall our fruitless escalation stickers that
Fruitless escalation?
Hopeless.
Hopeless. Escalation. Okay.
Where we, you know, it's got a picture of that famous picture of Obama, and we talk about how his military budget exceeds Bush, leaving us less money for health care. That Afghanistan is another Vietnam, and more troops, more violence, and less safe. So it's not the same vigorous, but we continue to be active where we need to be so that we can end war and stop this madness.
I hear you. Okay. Well, listen. In case you didn't see the news this week, it looks like Obama has approved the assassination of an American citizen out there in Yemen. So I hope you'll think about taking them, holding them to account. I understand the magnitude of the crimes is not yet the same, but it's getting real close, and there's a lot of bombing going on in Afghanistan and Pakistan from thousands of miles above with the drone planes and everything. But I do know that Code Pink has linked up and is supporting the losing-hope.org campaign calling on Obama to take some action. I'm going to read that letter. I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to read that letter.
I mean,
yeah.
The really important thing is you have to, radical is to go to the root. The root of the problem is that we are not holding Bush, Roe, Cheney, et cetera, accountable. Yes.
Yep.
What happens is that you have then Obama behaving in the exact same way. If we don't go to the root of the problem and start holding the people accountable where it is the most obvious, violent, and reckless,
yep,
we can't even start to hold Obama accountable. So for me, it's like I only have so much time and energy, and I'm going to go right for it, because what Karl Rove has done, I mean, it's just there is no words for it.
Listen, no, I hear you, and this is one of the complaints that I had about the Democrats, that if they let these guys get away with it, the bar is lowered, and that anything can happen, but no matter what president it is, no matter what party they're from. And yeah, I agree with you. Obama says we can't look backwards, we need to look forwards. Well, nonsense. Looking backwards is looking forward. Holding those guys accountable changes, if you can arrest Bush and Rove and Cheney, that may send a pretty good message to Barack Obama. So,
right.
Jody Evans from Code Pink, go get them. Do what you got to do. Let me know how we can help out anytime. And, of course, we always appreciate the exclusives. We have the exclusive story on your attempted arrest of Karl Rove earlier today over at bradblog.com. And good luck tonight. Stay out of jail, okay?
And thanks for everything you do, Brad.
You bet. All right. Go to codepink.org and support the good guys. Yeah, they were tea partying before tea partying was cool, Back when O'Reilly didn't and Sean Hannity, back when they used to hate anybody who would speak out, anybody who would talk bad about the president. Good Lord, that was just unpatriotic. And all of a sudden, they seem to feel differently. Well, we'll see what happens out there tonight in Las Vegas. Here is, as I mentioned, Code Pink. If you go to their website, codepink.org, they've got a great big old link to losinghope.org. It's actually losing-hope.org. And you can sign on. This one is to Obama, and it's right at the top of the codepink.org page. Dear Mr. President, your administration and your party are in trouble. That is clear from the elections in Massachusetts and Virginia, from the drop in your approval ratings, from the rise of conservative opposition groups. This is a time when progressive forces in this country need to mobilize to prevent a backlash that will take this country further to the right. Oh, too late. But progressives are disappointed and demoralized. Look at me. This is what you're supposed to sign on to, if you like. In 2008, I was one of millions united for hope and change. As 2010 dawns, change looks to me like more of the same. Instead of peace, we got more war. Instead of health care reform, we have an industry win that requires Americans to buy health insurance without any real cost controls. On the environment, one of your top priorities, you came back from Copenhagen with yet another non-binding resolution and more clean coal to boot. Instead of helping struggling homeowners and small businesses during the financial crisis, bank executives were rewarded and have yet to see reform. Wall Street firms ended 2009 with record bonus and profits while employment remains in double digits. You get the idea. In the meantime, it says at the end, in the meantime, I pledge to keep pushing your administration and Congress and mobilizing others, not for partisan politics, but for policies of social and environmental uplift. Sounds good to me. Go over there. You can get the link at codepink.org. Hold them all accountable. Hold their damn feet to the fire. All right, we got a lot more ahead. Dave in Bayside, I'm going to get to you very shortly here. Hang on the line. If you want to get in, 877-520-1150 is our number. And, yeah, we're going to get out early. 877-520-1150 is our number. We'll come back with your calls and a lot more stories. Oh, hackers inside of Bank of America. You know, those people are also accessing your elections. Did you hear that thing about Jody Evans mentioned that Bush is stealing elections? That was just to get on my good side, I think. All right. Brad, in for Mike Malloy. Much more straight ahead from Los Angeles. Stay with us. To the Malloy Show, Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy. One more night as spring break is apparently spreading around Georgia, wherever the Malloy.